It was the royal love story that captured the world's imagination years before Princess Diana. In December 1936, Britain's King Edward VIII abdicated the throne in order to marry Wallace Warfield Simpson, an American divorcee he called the woman I love. Edward gave up a lot to marry Mrs. Simpson, and now, according to newly released documents, it appears that she may have been two-timing him, even as he was falling in love with her. Cathal Milmo writes for the Independent newspaper of London. Cathal, what are these documents, and why are they just being made public now?
These are government papers. These are official documents that were drawn up at the time of Edward's abdication and shortly thereafter, which were subject to a rules known as a 30-year rule, under which these documents cannot be disclosed, they cannot be made public within that period. Now, these documents were considered so sensitive that even after the 30-year rule had elapsed, they still could not be released to the British public, and they were made the subject of a 100-year rule. Hmm. Now, when the late Queen Mother died last year, it was decided that after all the papers could be released. That was because it was widely believed that they held material of considerable sensitivity to the royal family, and in particular, the Queen Mother.
Well, what do these documents reveal about Mrs. Simpson's love life?
Well, astonishing revelation. It turns out that both Mrs. Simpson and Edward, when he was still Prince of Wales, shortly before his accession to the throne, were under surveillance by the special branch of the Metropolitan Police in London. And indeed, it turns out that officers were watching Mrs. Simpson. And as you mentioned, it seems that while she was pursuing an affair with the Prince of Wales, and indeed still married to her then husband, Ernest, she also had a secret lover, third lover.
A third lover?
Indeed.
She was two-timing both of them then?
Indeed, yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. This was a chap who went by the name of Guy Trondle, and he was a none other than a car salesman. He was a Ford dealer who lived in nearby Mayfair.
Mrs. Simpson was quite a woman, wasn't she?
So it would seem. She was not restricted by the morals of the age, and indeed kept, for want of a better term, Mr. Trundle by giving him regular payments and expensive presents, as the report by the special branch officers describes them.
Is there any evidence that Edward knew anything about this?
None at all. None at all. In fact, it seems that Wallace went to considerable length to conceal the existence of Mr. Trundle, described as a very charming man with a talent for dancing.
And what's the reaction in Britain to yet another royal scandal, albeit an old one?
The reaction is that the story is splashed across the newspapers today. It's a story which is being followed very strongly on the television news bulletins. And I imagine you walk into any pub or shop across the British Isles today, it'll be one of the subjects of conversation on everybody's lips.
Where would Britain be without their royals, huh?
Indeed. Endless source of stories and fascination.
All right. Thanks so much, Cathal.
Not at all.
Cathal Milmo writes for the Independent newspaper of London.